Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred here at Russell Road Church. We've been looking at six principles that we should have in our foundation and how we live. And so we're going to continue in those. So yesterday, I got up early, and I think I got up around 5:30 to study and keep my mind and my heart and everything going in the right direction. So I got up and I was studying. And I was studying the word repentance and all about it. And Donita walks out about 8 o'clock and says, and she looks at me, and I said, repent when it's complete means to renounce. And she goes, well, happy Valentine's Day. And I was just saying what, you know, was on my mind. Because that's what, every time she comes out, I always say a little bit about what I've been meditating on or thinking about. And she goes, I said, well, that's love, what I just said. She goes, it is? I said, yeah. I said, you know, if I didn't understand that, I couldn't give you the love that I give you. And I couldn't love you the way I love you. She goes, that is love. Yeah. Then I said, happy Valentine's Day. But it's true. I'm going to tell you something. We're going to grow in this area because this thing on repentance, people don't get. And people going to church all over don't understand it. So we're going to stay on it. And I've got a lot that is going to help you. It's one of the healthiest things. You want to start seeing this word repentance as something that is good, and that it's, you want to use it in a way that it doesn't always just mean sin. Repentance means to change your mind. So sometimes you can be having a mood, and you just need to change your mind to get rid of that mood. So you don't put that on the one you love. Got to love the ones you're with. Amen? Isn't that what Crosby, Stills, Nash said? Love the one you're with if you're tired and abused. Gotta love the one you're with, right? So you gotta show them love, real love. And so that's the idea, is when you understand repentance, you can't walk around in a mood just because it's time for you to be in a mood. And then you're just all grumpy and grouchy. There's no repentance in that. You're not giving them or yourself the best. When you understand repentance, you won't do that. You're not going to be rude, crude, and in a mood all the time. Or any time. You just can't. It just don't. It's out of, makes you feel like a fish out of water or something. When you're all grumpy and scowling and negative. Amen? So repentance is going to help us to get to a higher level that God created us for. So we're going to really understand this. And you're discouraged. If you're discouraged and you're jaded and you're cynical, there's no repentance in that. You got to understand repentance won't tolerate that. And repentance is a command. Did you hear me? Repentance is a command. He says in Acts chapter 17, he says, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Change your mind. It's a command. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, it says, he who says, I know him, and does not obey his commands, is a liar. Is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Come on.
But whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him. It's in that keeping of what God says to you. The real love will flow through you. You see that? Two people that are married and understand repentance will never get divorced.
Amen.
Did you hear what I just said? If you're in the court and you're saying, well, I'm done, and the other person's trying to, we're supposed to be helping our spouse. We're supposed to be loving. I'm not saying put up with somebody beating you to death. But even that can be changed. Am I making sense? Repentance is so important to understand. That's what I'm trying to help us see. It's vital. And it will get rid of your traumas. It will get rid of your isms. It will get rid of all those things that are holding you hostage and keeping you out of the will of God. And that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to help you. And when you understand this, freedom. It does. It brings freedom. You can't have true freedom without repentance. So freedom is what God wants, and just wants to see you free so you can be who he created you to be. Amen? All right. So this repentance idea is where we're going to stay. And we're going to be going to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. And we're going to look at that after we read the vision. First, before you stand up, I saw this. Donia showed me this. This is true. This is not a joke. This couple, they were 90 years old. And this guy was talking to them about how they stayed in such good shape, and they always went to the gym to exercise and do stuff. So they were talking to the guy who's 90 years old. He said to him, well, sir, how do you stay in such good shape, and why do you go to the gym all the time? He goes, my wife and I come to the gym all the time because I want to be stronger and I want to live longer. He goes, oh, that's a good answer. And he looks at the wife and he says, ma'am, why do you come to the gym all the time? She says, I just want to really look sexy at his funeral. That's pretty good. There's some depth in that. I like it. 90 years old and taking care of yourself. That's the way we ought to be, right? All right. Let's go to the vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Let's just hold it up there. All right. He says, not laying again the foundation. So in other words, this ought to be already in our foundation. I'm telling you, people are going to church, it's not. But I want people that are in our church, and because you see, people that this is not in their foundation, they're just going through their motions. People go to church. People, you know what? People go to church just to make themselves feel better. Well, I went to church today. Big deal. What did you get out of it? Well, I don't remember what you talked about. Okay. You hearing me? You don't just go, God wants us to be the church. Amen. Church is the ecclesia. People. You're the church. Not this building and this property. You are the church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Are you with me? That's why in the church, you know what you do? You learn how to handle people who are mishandling you. Did you hear what I just said? You learn how to handle people who are mishandling you. But you can't do that without repentance. So repentance from dead works ought to be a foundation. It ought to be within us. It doesn't have to be overt or obvious sinful acts. It could be religious activity that you need to repent of. Repentance doesn't, right now, just say repentance. Let that be a word that just is in your mouth and it makes you happy. Let that be a word that brings joy to you. Because repentance is a healthy thing. In Acts 3:19, it says, repent that your sins may be blotted out and times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Where there's true repentance, the presence of God comes. And you really mean it. Now, because there's true change. Now watch. There are some denominations that teach that a person has to go through all kinds of unscriptural rituals to be saved. If you trust in anything for your salvation besides faith in Christ and his redemptive work on the cross, that is a dead work. And that is a dead work and is not leading you into life. You will never be accepted in Christ because of religious activity or your own fleshly efforts. Early on, I was trying and not trusting. When I first became a Christian, I got delivered, set free. I was trying to get everybody saved. But then I started trying all the time, trying to please everybody, trying to do this and trying to do this for people. And then people reject you and people, wonder what you're up to. At work, I was like trying to do everything for people at work, trying to please them, and they were making fun of me and doing all kinds of stuff. But I was being wore out. And I was listening to Charles Stanley one day on the radio. I used to love Charles Stanley. And he said, Colossians 3:23 says, do whatever you do as unto the Lord and not unto men. And I'm going to tell you, when he said that, you see, when a man of God says something, it will resonate in you. Amen. And he said that, and it's like, okay, I get it. I went home and I repented. I asked God to forgive me of my being wore out and trying to please everybody. And I started doing everything to serve the Lord. And it changed. It changed me. I went to work. My boss was meaner than spit, and I served him and just did things for him. I remember he would make up things for me to do that wasn't even my job, because he was a wounded Christian. He got wounded when he was in high school. He used to carry his Bible to high school, and they got made fun of him. And then he went into the service, and he had been offended by God, and he was just angry at anybody that wanted to follow Christ. And so he would come up with all these things for me to do. Meaner and, always. And I started treating him with kindness and loving him and serving him. And it changed his demeanor towards me. Is this making sense? When we begin to understand what repentance really means, it changes you. It changes you. Give me Romans 2:4 real quick. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Leads you to repentance. It's the goodness of God. You know what? When I started serving people as treating them like the Lord, he started showing me how good he was. He started showing me how good he is. And so anytime I would get outside of that, it was uncomfortable for me. So I would repent and get back to it. Am I making sense? Now, I remember I was pastoring this church. You paying attention? Yes. And I was by myself. Remember, my wife left me back in 2005. I was pastoring this church by myself for 11 years. That's difficult. So here it is. You know what I do? Friday night, I think the Holy Spirit showed me something about why I guard my Friday nights. I guard, you call me on a Friday night, it's going to be quick and over. Unless it's a death sentence or a death problem or a problem in the hospital. I'll come if it's serious. But if I'm with Donita on my date, it's going to be short. And you may not get a hold of me because I guard that. Because I value our time together. And I'm telling you, that's important. And so, Friday nights, you know what I would do? I would get me, this was before I was married, before. And I still had that same thing going, but she didn't want it no more. So it's when she flew the coop, and you know, a little something going on, somewhere else. I'm not going to go into all that. But now look. I go to Kroger's, the one that before they built the new Kroger's in Troy. I go to that Kroger store and they had an aisle. It was all lit up. Ice cream aisle.
Hallelujah.
And I had this thing with Rocky Road Breyers ice cream. You know, it had nuts, chocolate covered, marshmallow, and chocolate ice cream all wrapped around all that. And I would get a half gallon. I'd take it home on a Friday night, and I'd put it in the microwave. Just long enough to get it good and soft. Then I'd get me a spoon, big spoon. I'd open that top of that ice cream, Sequoia. I would eat that whole half gallon. And loved every minute of it. I was having me an affair. And I was pastoring his church. I don't know what would happen if I didn't have me some Rocky Road. I'm sure glad I had Russell Road. But now listen. I mean, I'm telling you, it was a problem. And one day, the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. This is a problem. I repented. Now, God is my witness. Do we buy our Rocky Road ice cream at our house? You haven't ever seen it. I don't buy it. When I repented of that Rocky Road ice cream, I haven't touched it since. Now, you know what? I think I could go eat me a bowl right now, and I wouldn't have no problem. I got Donita now, though. So my emotions are healthy. Is this making sense? When I get a hold of this, I repented of that. Now, I'm using this as an example, but this would be with drugs. This would be with, you know, bulimics who hide their purging and people who hide their problems all the time. Alcoholics hide their... I was hiding that idea that I was eating that ice cream like that. So when I repented of it, I wouldn't go down the aisle of the ice cream at the Kroger store anymore. But then I said, I'm going down that aisle. I said, it's not talking to me today. And I said to that ice cream, I said, I renounce you. You are a liar. I'm talking to the ice cream in the freezer in the Kroger aisle. There's people walking by. They're probably like, what is this guy doing? But I said, I renounce you in Jesus' name. I said, I'm done. Guess what? It was over. I could go through that ice cream aisle. What you got? Nothing. Are you listening to me? It was over. I didn't need that anymore. It was done. And that's the way it is. True repentance calls you to change. If there's no change, there's not been any repentance. Now, it's a fact that if you love the Lord, you will do good things that bless others and further the kingdom of God as long as you live on this earth. Now watch this. But you don't do things just to muster up the favor of God. You simply have the Holy Spirit living within you, and He leads you and causes your heart to desire to do good things and bless others. The Holy Spirit was leading me to get away from that habit that could have really messed me up. I mean, I'd probably be 900 pounds if I ate ice cream like I used to. Talk about some booty do. Now watch. If you trust in anything for your salvation besides simple faith in Christ and His redemptive work on the cross, that is a dead work. And it is not leading you into life. Dead works can also be sinful acts of the flesh that used to control our lives. See, that ice cream was controlling me. See that? The Bible says we need to repent from such dead works. Jesus told the five churches in Revelation chapter 2 and 3 to repent. To repent. The people in those congregations were already saved. He wasn't telling them to repent to get saved, because that was something they'd never needed to do again. So if you're saved, you don't repent to get saved again. You repent because you need to make some changes in your life. And the Holy Spirit will show you those changes you need to make. He was telling them to repent because as believers in Christ, they needed to receive the Holy Spirit's correction. And the word correction, it says the word of God, it says in 2 Timothy 3:16, the word of God is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped, prepared for every good work. The word of God is preparing you for every good work. The word correction, you know what it means? Correction. It means erect. To stand erect. Straight up. It will straighten you out. It calls you to be straight in life. Ortho. Remember? God, to line up. If you can't receive correction, you're never going to line up. Did you hear what I said? Some people aren't teachable, and they can't receive correction. In Proverbs 12, 1 and 2, it talks about that. He says, a man who can't receive correction, this is just, I don't even like to use this word. It says he's stupid. It's true. If you can't receive correction, you think you know it all. You see that? And God will correct you. He will use his word to put a light on deficits and areas in your life that he wants you to change. And the Holy Spirit will help you. Now watch. The people in those congregations were already saved. He wasn't telling them to repent to get saved, because that was something they never needed to do again. He was telling them repent because as believers in Christ, they needed to receive the Holy Spirit's correction and make some changes in their lives. Even though you are a child of God, you are going to be repenting when you get out of line and out and in order to get back on track. You must repent to find the life God has created you for. I've had to repent because I had a wrong attitude. I get attitudes and moods, but I repent. God shows me right away now. I mean, I'll get an attitude towards her. She don't deserve that. You see that? And I don't follow through with it. I don't let it hang out. That's why we just have a party. We're in a bless me contest. Are you with me? And that's what you do. You just keep blessing it. You don't look for what's wrong and ways to why you can get out and how you want to avoid. Get rid of this guy or this. Get rid of this woman. Go get me. Doesn't work that way. You see, that's what happens. People come into church. They get married. They get baptized. And they don't grow and mature. They don't understand what repentance is. So then they come up with all these ideas why they married the wrong person. They didn't marry the wrong. They married the right person. There's no two people compatible. But when you get God's word and his understanding in your life, you're going to have paradise in your life. Are you listening to me? And true peace and joy up under that roof. Yeah, I have to repent because of attitude sometimes. Like, man, you get in this world. I come here sometimes getting an attitude. You understand what I'm saying? You have to be on top of it. And the Holy Spirit, if you're in touch with it, he's going to reveal it to you. And you can repent. And true freedom. This is freedom. You see, you can't experience freedom in Christ without it. So people will say, well, going to church isn't all it cracked up to be. Being the church is. When you get this word will work. But you got to work this word. You see that? If you don't feel like it, repentance isn't a feeling. Repentance is an emotion. The first time I cried, first time I got saved, I cried like a baby. My emotions, I have an emotional experience. And sometimes there is that, but it's not required. You don't have to have an emotional experience. You don't have to feel it, because it's not a feeling. So if you say, well, I don't feel like going to church, that's you. God says, I want you to get there, and I want you to hear what I got to say, and I'm trying to help you in life. Am I making sense? I'm trying to get you to a better place so you can treat your spouse and your people and your boss and everyone and be a credible witness for me and his glory while you're on this earth. Am I making sense?
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.